This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It's 12:06 on Tuesday, the 20th of September. You're tuned into Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Lily Chai, and
Frida Liu
here on BFM 89.9. Today, we'll be talking about something quite shocking, which is Gen Z wants to work in offices. Wow. Now, you might think that Gen Z, being the generation that grew up in the era where digital technology was developing in a very rapid pace, would be the generation that embraces and want to work from home, or they would opt for hybrid work arrangements, you would be mistaken, because Gen Zs are actually showing a keen interest to return to physical offices. Now, to understand more about this strange phenomenon and why this is happening, we'll be speaking to an expert who is Mallory Loon, the co-founder and lead trainer at Work Inspires. But to give a little bit of context and background of why this is happening, according to a recent article on Bloomberg, Gen Zs are surprisingly starting to appreciate the benefits of a physical office environment. And this comes as most of them had a lackluster start to their new careers or internship experiences due to offices having a work from home or hybrid work policy. Now, young people who recently entered the workforce encountered half empty offices, absent managers, and sparse networking opportunities. And according to a survey by Harris Poll, more than half of the Gen Z respondents have cited that remote working has made it very difficult to establish connections. And slightly more than half also felt that they were missing out on an important step into adulthood because of how office culture has been impacted by the pandemic. And another poll run by a Generation Lab, which is a youth trend research firm, supports this finding as it reveals that 40% of college students and recent graduates prefer to fully work in the office. And this might sound counterintuitive, as Gen Z, we grew up in this rapid rise of development of digital technology, and we are often called as the iPad kids. And this generation of digital natives were taught to be at their most comfortable with online nature of working from home.
So, Gen Zeta. Now, okay, this is also contrary to the popular narrative that Gen Z values the option of working from home more than their older peers. So reinforcing this fact, a recent report from the ADP Research Institute found that more than 70% of workers between the age of 18 and 24 will consider looking for other jobs if their employer insisted they return to the physical office full time. So the Harris Poll data, however, presents a more nuanced and granular story behind this shift. It shows young people want some flexibility and freedom, but also need some form of structure and guidance to move forward in their careers. Two-thirds of respondents have indicated that a profound understanding of corporate office culture is an essential part of their career. And slightly more than half agree that FaceTime with co-workers is important. It's also worth noting, among those who are operating under fully remote or hybrid roles, roughly 40% have said they felt like they're falling behind their peers who work in the office full time.
It's true, though. A strong disconnect in working arrangements could be part of the reason why survey participants feel this way. And as an example, while nearly half of the interns surveyed work remotely, over a third said that their managers were in the office. And over nearly 35% of interns who work in a physical office said that a quarter of their managers actually work remotely. So due to this factor, many interns or new office workers reported that they are feeling a bit lost at work, while about half said that remote or hybrid work makes it very difficult to understand and participate in their workplace culture. And coupled with this, many have only ever known a hybrid or remote working arrangement upon entering the workforce.
So without the introduction to and reinforcement of work norms that can only be gained from working in a physical office, there's a dwindling sense of workplace community, confusion over the establishment of mentorship roles, and a lack of career development opportunities are also key factors in establishing this feeling of disconnect. This feeling of disconnect and lowered engagement from the work among young people can take a toll on their mental health, and something that's considered extremely valuable to you, Gen Z folks, right? Gen Z. The opportunity to mingle and connect with colleagues is important to this generation. The return to a physical office environment would mean more opportunities to connect with senior teammates who can add value with their career advice. This also feeds into the feeling of belonging, which according to a survey, almost 100% of Gen Z recognize as an important part of succeeding in the workplace.
Right. So Gen Z or Gen Z workers also care about having the flexibility to get things done. And a research done by Microsoft, interestingly, showed that nearly 80% of Gen Z are more likely to interact with a LinkedIn job posting if it includes the word flexibility. And this flexibility is important because some might want to be in the office while others prefer a hybrid work environment. And the important factor here is the flexibility and choices options given. And it's also important to remember that Gen Zs, they have spent little to no time in actual office work environment pre-pandemic. Hence, their thought process will be different.
So the Microsoft report also indicated nearly half the respondents see positive culture as a leading benefit for companies. The Gen Z respondents are clear when it comes to prioritizing mental health at work with a healthy work-life balance. They also want to feel a sense of strong values embedded within the company culture. And this would mean a genuine interest in commitment to sustainability as well as values such as diversity, equity and inclusion.
Right. So Frida, do you like or enjoy working from home more or coming to the office?
I think it's definitely the word flexibility. I think if you see the word flexibility, you want that option. It is true, right? If you think about some of the students, maybe the last couple of years, they were either in college or university, online and then to start work this way, because there's still something about face to face, right? And understanding how the nuances, right? Oh, okay, you got to talk to this person, right. Which you can't really sort of, if you look at it, formal structure, you just talk to this person, but there are a lot of things that can be done through other people as well, or through collaboration. And that comes with, you know, being with someone face to face.
Right. And bonding as well. It comes through like the coffee machine chit chats or, you know, the small accidental unplanned conversations that you have in the office, like how you give me some lectures sometimes.
Lectures. I give you lectures all the time, every day.
Yeah. And those are the things that I don't think we will get that I can reap off, especially when I'm working from home, right? Yeah. We won't schedule a time to, you know, a Zoom meeting or a Google Meet just for you to like give me tips about how things should be.
You know, and I think when you're starting work and you're establishing connections and networking, all that is still that face-to-face, right? So I remember in my previous job, I used to work from home. I work at the office and then I took a couple of years working from home because I had a kid. So that was my life station. I've already made my connections in the workplace. I know how it works and everything, you know, so that the priority was different. I was still working, but the concern was the baby, who's not a baby anymore. But I think when you start in your career, this is all these things that you need to experience.
Yeah, the connections with people. Right. So to you who are listening, do you enjoy or do you prefer working from home more or going to the office? Do share your thoughts with us if you have any. You can reach us on WhatsApp 01878988899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. We do need to take a short break for some messages, but after the break, we'll be joined by Mallory Loon, the co-founder and lead trainer at Work Inspires, to get our heads around about why Gen Zs are looking to come back to physical office environment instead of embracing the work from home or hybrid work arrangements. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Better Finance Management, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. You're tuning in to Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Lily Chai, and
Frida Liu.
We are talking about Gen Zs wanting to work in offices. Gen Z, you would think that they are the generation that embraces work from home or hybrid work arrangements, but Gen Zs are actually showing a keen interest to return to physical offices. Now, we do have a question for you. Do you enjoy working from home more or going to the office? You can WhatsApp us at 01878988899 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
All right, now we've got a comment here from Jimmy Lim. He says, I don't think it's a generation thing, but more the situation you're in. For example, if office 1.5 hours driving, you definitely work from home. Gen Z are mostly still not married, so they have options of setting their driving time all and work until late, right? And I agree, it's a situation thing and not a generation thing.
Right. Okay, we do keep your thoughts coming. Again, we're asking you, do you enjoy working working from home more or coming or going to the office. Again, you can reach us at WhatsApp at 018-789-8899 or Twitter's at BFM Radio. We do have an expert on the line. She is Mallory Loon, the co-founder and lead trainer at Work Inspires, to, you know, get our heads around why Gen Zs are looking to come back to physical office environment instead of, you know, embracing the work from home or hybrid working arrangements. So, Mallory, to start off our conversation, Bloomberg has reported that Gen Zs are bucking the norm and asking to work in the office. What do you make of this? Were you surprised at all?
Actually, yes, I was pretty surprised because I was having this conversation with some of my Gen Z our students and Gen Z's management trainee or graduate trainee program. A lot of them actually, maybe because it's a different country, but a lot of them don't really want to come back to office, mainly because of traffic and expenses and parking and train. So when I asked them, given a choice, would they? I think the key word here they're looking for is flexibility, not so much a mandatory. So if they're given a choice, like, okay, when you want to, once in a while, you can come in once or twice a week, then they're appreciative. But if you tell them you have to come in every day, then you see them asking to be a rich tai tai before they even turned 30 years old.
Now, we're talking about a generation that grew up during the boom of digital technology, such as smartphones and computers. Could you walk us through some of the factors behind this curious phenomenon of wanting to return to the physical office space?
I think it's because of the sense of belonging. Because like looking at these students, I think they're mainly students graduating and then just entering the workforce today. So they're basically a year one and a half employees, right? So they basically went through their final year of studies where their internship is supposed to be the most exciting part, but they get to do it virtually in their own room, in their hostel, wherever they are. So I think the sense of like orientation, meeting your colleagues for the first time, the excitement and anxiety of going to the office, not sure what to wear, what to dress and everything in between, they missed out of that part. So with that said, now if let's say they're still not able to go back to office, eventually what's going to happen is that they are going to become let's say socially awkward when you enter the workforce. Not everybody is used to talking. And I think this is not just applied to Gen Zs, but across everybody as well. Like, you know, when you're working from home for a long time and you didn't really talk to your colleague, you miss the pantry chats and things like that. And then suddenly everybody's back in the office and you pass by each other and you go, huh, what do I say? Hi, how are you? I'm good. Okay. I'll see you around. Awkwardly smile, walk away. Because these are, you know, the way of socializing today. So I think it's relatively important for them to actually come back to the workforce in some ways so that they can actually experience what it's like. And I think that's what they're craving for rather than the digital world again.
You're right. And I want to extend that to this question, because there has been conversations about how work from home can be a very lonely experience. Mm. So can you talk us about, you know, how the value of having human connections at the workplace, how does this benefit employees?
I think when the pandemic first started, it was exciting or new to some in a way. I'm not talking about the pandemic area, but I'm talking about the technology part. So for example, people are actually making time to have like, after work chat and, you know, e-learning and games online, team bonding online, you know, dressing up and having Chinese New Year makan via Zoom, all these things. But after a while, people get Zoom fatigue or digital fatigue in some way. You're very tired to turn on your camera. You don't really want to join in. Then we became king and queen of multitasking, where on one hand, the session is going on the other hand, you're multitasking, doing other works and so on and so forth. So with that said, it became very, very obvious that with all these areas and issues and say things that has happened, we don't eventually bond, we don't eventually connect, we don't eventually engage. In fact, we become so digitally tired or socially awkward, or we just don't talk to anyone anymore. So with that said, the value of human connection is missing. So we talk about benefits of employees. If you ask a child, why does a child enjoy going to school? They rarely say that, oh, I enjoy going to school because I learn something new every day. They will say that because of my friends, because of the teachers, because of the environment, right? And we are not that different from a child growing up as well. It's just that our school now is actually the workplace. And hence why, if we remove, we are creatures of socializing anyway, if we remove the human connection element, it doesn't serve us any benefits in terms of building confidence, in terms of dealing with issues, in terms of brainstorming, in terms of problem solving, and many things in between. So hence why, when you mentioned that it's about importance, like it's lonely in some sense, is because even though you're on a call every day, we don't actually know what goes on behind the screen for anybody. And everybody could have different challenges, and everybody could have different sense of loneliness and a need of a different environment, but we would not be able to do that. And that's what human connections are all about.
Mm. You know, Valerie, beyond wanting to engage in human interaction within the traditional office environment, what are this, you know, Gen Zers currently looking for when it comes to work and employment?
I think when it comes to work and unemployment, the very important part that they are looking for would be the, I think, a balance of life. I know this work-life balance, work-life integration thing has been talked about a lot, but when I look at all the Gen Zs and when I talk to them, it's relatively important for them. For example, this is the era where mental health has become a very obvious thing. Okay, physical well-being and juggling balance of work became a very obvious thing with this generation. And on top of that, this is also, Gen Z is also what we call the be real generation. In other words, I want to be the authentic me, I want to be the real me, this is who I am, comparatively to maybe the millennials or the Gen Ys, where we are trying to fit in and trying to figure out life and filters were thing, you know, because we're trying to portray the best way of ourselves. So these Gen Zs are really trying to be the real thing when it comes to workplace. And with that said, even of recently, some of the key areas that we're working on is a lot on diversity, inclusion and equality, but not really on just a gender gap, but even on a generation gap. They want to go to an office space where it's safe. They want to go to an office place where they feel welcome. They want to go to a place where people can accept their flaws as well as praise them for their, compliment them for their strengths. And a place where, more importantly, they can find themselves and be who they are. And not just them, I think a lot of people are looking for this as well, but just more apparent with the Gen Zers when it comes to the workplace today.
Mm. Mallory, the work from home and hybrid arrangement has been a very important part of the employment landscape for the past 2 years. Do you see this continuing to be a permanent feature, or has there been a general shift back towards the office environment?
Yeah, I think honestly, this should be kept. Like this hybrid arrangement should be kept instead of going back to where it was. I can see organizations in Malaysia are actually going back to where it was. But on the other hand, we also seen where, you know, Google and Amazon says all employees have to come back to the office, and that causes a little uproar in society as well. However, I think on one hand is that we don't want people to be complacent at home. So that's why the part of coming into office as well. But I think with hybrid arrangement, it should also be earned in some sense. For example, right, if let's say you want to have a hybrid arrangement due to, you know, you have families, you have children and things like that, or you just want to spend time at home, not fight traffic every single morning, which is fine, you know, it's good for you as well. However, whenever you're at home, we can't seem to be able to solve problems quickly. In that case, then naturally an employer would want their employees to come back to the work place because they feel that, hey, you know what, clearly you're not productive in the house, so I need you to come back to the office. So I do agree that hybrid arrangements should be kept for just for well-being sake and in terms of giving the flexibility of those people with families and all that to have home. But I think flexibility has to be earned both ways as well. And leaders also need to, or employers or bosses, as well as the employees, will also need to be taught or reminded on what are some rules or what are some best practices you want to keep if you want to practice these hybrid arrangements.
Right. We still have a few more questions for you, Mallory, but we do need to take a quick break for some messages. We are asking you, do you enjoy working from home more or going to the office? We're talking about this because Gen Zs are actually looking to come back to the physical working environment instead of, you know, embracing the work from home or hybrid work arrangement. Now, we do have music coming up. It's My Generation by The Who. Keep it here, BFM 89.9.
Backing female ministers. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bites with me, Lily Chai, and
Frida Liu.
We are, if you just joined us, we are talking about Gen Z's wanting to go back to physical offices. We were talking about this because there have been science and reports showing that Gen Z's, they would prefer to work in a physical office environment instead of embracing the work from home, the hybrid work arrangements. And we do have a question for you. Do you enjoy working from home more or going to the office? We do want to hear your thoughts. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio.
Right. Jimmy is still talking to us over WhatsApp, and he says, actually, I like to work in the office as office has unlimited drinks and coffees. Yes, you should come and check out our office. We've got lots of food here. Lunch buddies and good working environment. And more importantly, there's a clear separation between work and personal life. Interesting thought there. So yeah, Mallory Loon, co-founder and lead trainer at Work Inspires, here on the line, answering our questions. So, Mallory, thanks for staying on the line. You know, a curious side note question. What are some of the sectors the Gen Zs are getting involved in and why?
Oh, this is like really my favorite question. So because I was just curious, right? When it comes to career fan, all that, where do they flood? Or which gate do they flood and what area specifically? A lot of times, I mean, today in the urban side, you still see a lot of these Gen Zs are like millennials searching for who they are. So you still get a really big handful of them that are flooding towards the common areas, like, for example, the accounting, the engineering, the medical field, and things like that. So it's still common in the area. However, areas in the workplace that they want to get involved in, right, they are a lot more clearer in some sense. Okay, I don't know the job, but I know this is a range of what I want to do. I don't know the title of the position, but I know it's going to involve something like this. So they have a lot more clearer perspective in that. And with that said, if I talk about sector specifically, I wouldn't have a one specific sector in mind. However, companies with social inclination, for example, if you have engagements on well-being, practice diversity and inclusion, charity, CSR, they are a lot more inclined to join an organization that has those in place. They are more interested in organizations with those in place rather than your those that just focus on the workplace. So hence why organizations today are putting a lot of effort in trying to keep engagements, trying to make their social media look good, trying to make sure that engagement seems there and well-being is kept, because that's what they are interested in. So you can be a startup and have a lot of Gen Z's working for you because you have a great culture compared to a big brand that no Gen Z wants to join because your culture is not up to standards in their mind.
Mm-hmm. Now, it is interesting to note from the reports that a number of Gen Zs have also indicated that they would prefer in-person feedback from their managers. Perhaps you can help us understand the value of getting feedback in person.
Okay, I'll give you an analogy, right? It's like if you're going to break up with your boyfriend or a girlfriend, right? Then would you do it over text, phone call, or in person? Same analogy applies to feedback as well. The sincerity of getting a feedback in person, the conversation in person, like, okay, things are not working out, and hence why we are not going to, be together, it's a lot more meaningful than sending a text, it's over. Similarly, with a proposal, you don't propose to someone on message, right? Or Instagram or social media, you propose to someone in person. So the meaning of in-person stands in the same way as a feedback. Let me talk a bit about feedback, right? So this generation, these Gen Zers, I actually noticed that they have a lot of need for feedback, a lot of need for getting clarity in whether they are doing it right or not, because they are the generation we say is a lot more, I want it clear, I rather than leaving me in a vague, I do not know what's happening. So they don't mind walking up to you and say that I need some feedback. And which is why a lot of manager trainees, when they do their rotation, graduate trainees today in rotations, when we ask their managers for feedback, they have no problem scheduling a feedback, asking their bosses for feedback, going to them and say, what can I do better? Because they need that clarity, or either they are more open to receive such clarity. And again, the awkward one comes from the managers, when managers in different generations may not be so used to receiving feedback on their own. So for them to give feedback is a lot more different comparatively to what a lot of different generations are seeing as well. So hence why they prefer feedback in person to get the value, to get the understanding, the human touch element, like I said, because you don't propose to your girlfriend or boyfriend on, you know, Instagram. But on the other hand, it's also important for the managers to learn how to give objective feedback rather than vague or lack of clarity, or just, oh, you're doing good, keep it up. Like, what's good? You know, or you can do better, keep going. What's doing better? So the clarity part is extremely important.
So how would you describe the average Gen Z office worker today? How are they different from other generations, such as the boomers, the millennials, the Gen Ys, and of course the Gen X too?
I think with boomers is a drastic difference, okay? It's a big, big difference already. Mainly because I think the biggest difference for everyone is the way things are done. So I'll give an example, right? The baby boomers are born in the area of industrial. So they are always the type that goes, okay, we need to make things happen. We work our way through. We work really, really hard. We take care of our rice bowls. You know, we make sure that the company stays alive. We sacrifice for the company, things like that. Okay. And then you have the millennials, which is what we call in between generations. So on one hand, you have the guilt that says, okay, I'm personally responsible for this. I want to deliver. On the other hand, inside there, you're crying and say that, but this is not my job. What am I doing about this? This is not my job. Okay. On the other hand, you feel like, okay, like Christian, I pity my manager. I should help my manager. So you have that moral dilemma, millennial, that is just there, stuck in between, because guilt is something we grew up with very commonly, right? People guilt you, parents guilt you in upbringing, everything. Oh, if you don't do this, you disappoint me. And then you have the Gen Zs, which have younger parents and parents that are educated now, parents that probably got a good job these days. Most Gen Zs are going through it this way. And Gen Zs who are flooded with social media, telling them it's okay to have a good life. It's okay to take care of your well-being. It's okay to speak up for what you want. So with that said, you get a lot more vocal in the Gen Zs today. When they like something, they do it. When they don't like something, they tell you they don't like it. So I think that's the biggest difference in the generations. So if let's say you were to put all generation in a brainstorming session, you will get politically correct baby boomers. You will get millennials that try to please everyone. And you get a Gen Z that says it straight as it is. So that's generally how it is. And hence why generation gaps, the biggest issue of Gen gaps is the communication, actually. So if you can imagine changing communication styles to fit different generations or different individuals, then on the other hand, and with that said, every generation gap can be closed or reduced in a way if you actually understand communication and you actually understand empathy.
I think I understand you quite well, Frida.
Right,
Mallory, final question. With Gen Z making up a huge chunk of the modern workforce, what can companies do to attract and retain this generation of office workers?
I'm going to separate attract and retain, okay? To attract them, it's not difficult. You still have the handful that will fight for salary, okay? Hence why there are some companies that literally spoil the market with high, high salaries that nobody else can compete with. And then you can also attract, like I said, based on the culture. So engagement matters, conversation matters, appearance in universities matter. So the more they see you, the more excited you are. For example, there are some companies doing TikTok resume and things like that, you know, which is very attractive to this Gen Z. They say, oh, you're doing things differently. And we celebrate differences. We celebrate authenticity. And last but not least, of course, the clarity, the mentorship, the guidance when you enter the workforce. So I always say employee's journey, it's like your whole life of marriage, if you look at it that way, right? So attracting is like your dating phase. You want to put up the best of the best to make sure that, okay, I attracted the best partner. And then after you talk to them in the interview, you engage in them conversations, you go to all these fairs, career fairs, university talks, and you feel like, okay, I really like this generation. So you make the offer to them. They say yes, they join your company. Now, like all relationship, after you get married, that's where the hard work starts, right? So that's where your work actually begins. You need to actually maintain the marriage. So to maintain the relationship at work, a lot of people, they do well in attracting, they do well in the interview, assessments, but they actually join the company, then that's it. No orientation, there's no proper induction, there's no mentoring, there's no guidance, there's no coaching, there's no clear job task, there's no clear job progression in any way. That itself caused the generation to leave. Because remember, this is the generation that grew up digitally. This is the generation that grew up with so many changes in technology, in environment, in social media, in the pandemic. It's just a span of a short time. So imagine if you don't have things in place for them to keep them excited, keep them moving, keep them learning, then eventually they'll be the fastest to leave. So they always say millennials are job hoppers, right? About 2 years, a millennial will leave. Gen Zs will be faster. Within a year, if sometimes within 6 months of probation period, they'll tell you this is not for me and they'll leave. It's okay. My mental well-being matters more. Okay, or my physical well-being meant tomorrow, or there's a gig economy today. I can just do part-time Grab, sell things on social media, do things on Shopee and Lazada, and I can still make something, okay, with NFTs and many other things in between. So that's the Gen Zs. So if you're talking about retention, right, number one, I gotta tell every company this, you can only do so much. Gone were the days that somebody's to stay with you for 20 years of your life. There will come a day where everybody will have to say, I gotta move on, and you have to accept the fact, okay? So if any organization as well, you can only retain so long. So the only way for you to retain is to constantly engage conversation, like a marriage, to make sure that, hey, you know, we are on the same page and we're still guiding you and we're still moving you and you still feel the sense of belonging in us. Because only when they don't feel a sense of belonging inside, they will start looking outside. And that's where this happens. So I would encourage every company to spend a bit more time. I'm not saying babysitting this generation. It's not the right word to use it. I would say actually having conversation, engaging and understanding, because whether you like it or not, these are coming in already. They're already in, and they're going to make the largest chunk moving forward the next 2 to 3 years. And then you're going to have a different generations after that coming in as well. So you better be ready.
That was Mallory Loon, the co-founder and lead trainer at Work Inspires, giving us some insights around why Gen Zs are looking to come back to physical office environment instead of embracing the work from home or hybrid working arrangement. And that brings us to the end of the show, but don't go anywhere. After the 1 p.m. news bulletin, we have the Breakfast Grill replay. So with international borders reopening and COVID-19 quarantine requirements mostly lifted, Hilton International is now positioning itself to tap the increasing demand for hotel rooms across Asia Pacific. Now, the Breakfast Group spoke to Alexandra Murray, the area vice president and head of Southeast Asia Hilton, and that's coming up after the 1 p.m. news. If you miss any part of the show, you can go ahead on our website, nbfm.my, or the BFM app that is available on the Apple App Store and Google Play.
Right, you know, and just back to what Mallory was saying as well, right? I think what she was saying, listening to people and all that, that applies for every generation. New generation is going to have different needs. But we also have a comment here from Shazni, who says, I prefer to work in the office. It provides a more conducive environment to get things done. Plus, if I need to ask for help, I can immediately run to my colleague's desk, get the help on the spot instead of IM, but sometimes I need to wait for a couple of minutes or maybe hours before they're able to respond back. So thanks for that feedback.
Yeah, the rolling chair. Right. To take us out of the show, we've got a new generation by Suede. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. I'm Lily Chai and with Frida Liu, and this has been Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9, the business station.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.